Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to talk about that 5-hour chariot that you have at your facility. Are you taking advantage of it? We'll talk about some tips after the intro. Here we go.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Today is February 12th, just a couple days in front of Valentine's Day. Hope that you are doing something special for that significant other. Speaking of which, I just wanted to circle around to my podcast that I did last week on attracting female golfers to the game, and just wanted to throw a little shout out to Mike Hendricks from Golf Now. Sent me a nice little thing that they do for Invite Her with one of the golf courses down there in Orlando, and they had an amazing event. 72 people came out. They paid only $10 a person to come out, and they got a little bit of range time. They got some instruction on the golf course, played 3 holes, and started to build those relationships with other golfers and the golf pros that were there. They also had some staff from the Golf Channel that were there to help promote it, and it looked like a really awesome experience. So I have posted the link in the details for this podcast, and if you want to connect with them and potentially join a partnership, I think it might be a really cool thing for your facility. All right, moving on. I want to talk a lot about that golf cart that you have, the 5-hour chariot that I said. It is huge to be able to make that something that your golfers remember in a positive way. Remember that they are in that more than anything else. And I've asked that question to many, many golf pros out there. I asked them, what is the one place that your golfers spend the most time? And some of them will say on the driving range or actually on the golf course or in the 19th hole for some of them, which actually that might be true. But one of the things that they don't realize is you have total control of what they see when they are in that golf cart. And if you have a dirty golf cart or you don't pay any attention to it, you have your cart kids just pull it in and pull it out and leave any trash that's in there, all you're doing is setting yourself up for a negative experience for that golf. So you need to understand that that is one of the most important areas that they're going to be in. It needs to be clean. When we talk about appealing to the females, if you have a dirty golf cart, they will look for a clean one. And if you don't have one, they'll go away. So you need to make sure that you clean out all the trash that's in the cubbies, and you want to make sure that you provide a great experience by giving them a chariot that they're going to be happy and proud to spend their 5 hours in. And the reason why I say 5 hours, I hope your rounds aren't 5 hours. We'll talk about pace of play a little bit later on this month, but they're going to come in, they're going to get their cart, they're going to drive and get their golf clubs, they're going to go to the driving range and hit some golf balls before they go to the golf course. Hopefully it's only a 4-hour round, and then they take that golf cart back, unload, and spend about 5 total hours in there. So that's why it's the 5-hour chariot in my mind. I've got 4 major things that I want you to focus on when it comes to making sure that this golf cart is everything that you need it to be to maximize your profitability off of this, because you'd be surprised at just putting the right things in that golf cart, how you can save money on course maintenance, you can increase your total plays for the year, you can gain memberships, you can get more people to purchase things in the golf shop. There are all things that you can do to really start to raise that top line revenue and start to see those dollars per round start to extend just because you are offering them something in a place that they spend 5 hours staring at it. So let's get started here, okay? Number one, clean the cart. That's the biggest thing. If you go through and you look at any negative feedback on a cart that is there, it's because trash is in it. There's cigarette butts in it. There's just nasty stuff left all over. There's blood on the seat. There's just anything that is just completely gross. I've seen so many bad reviews of a golf course because of the way that that golf cart was when they approached it. So make sure that you clean that cart just like you are going to have the most important person in that cart, because believe it or not, that customer is the most important person to get going out there and get them to come back. So the quick checklist, get everything out from previous players. Make sure that everything is out of there. Wipe out all the stowaway cubbies and make sure that they are clean. clean, not dirty. There's no ashes. There's no dirt. There's no chocolate from a chocolate bar that melted in there. There are so many things that can happen to make that experience negative if you don't pay attention to cleaning it out. Also, fresh towels every single time. If you don't have a golf course that offers fresh towels in every cart, then you should really consider it, because it is a huge factor for people to be able to have a hand towel, clean off their golf ball, clean their hands, or wipe off a can of soda or whatever it is. Just being able to have a small little towel there will definitely help them along with their journey. And also, make sure that you detail the carts, not just spray them down with a hose. Make sure that you detail the carts once or twice a month so that they're shining, the tires are shining. The worst thing that you can see is going up there and having a dirty cart with dirty wheels and somebody just quickly sprayed off the footboard and then called it good. That golf cart is where they're gonna be spending most of their time for the day. And if you don't care about it, it really will show through with the amount of effort that you put in cleaning that golf cart. Also, this is another part for saving your maintenance money. Fill the sand bottles up every single time. If you don't care about filling those up, then guess what? Your customer is gonna assume that they don't need to either. So make sure that you take the time to fill those sand bottles up so that you can save money on maintenance. And also, make sure that you define the cart rules, whether they're cart path only holes out there or your entire places. If you can make sure that you can define that, it will not only save the carts and save the course because of all the ruts and things that can happen. So make sure that you clearly define what those cart rules are so that you can save your golf course from those ugly ruts that those golf carts leave by driving through a wet area. So make sure that you definitely put up those golf cart rules. All right, number three, make sure any constant or consistent information is on a no fade sticker at the bottom of the windshield. What I mean by that is there are a lot of places that will put a pin placement sheet up in the cart sign at the top of the cart. Now, you are wasting some very prime real estate by putting something that's consistent every single time. Most pin placements that I've seen have either a front, back, or middle, or they divide it up into sixes, but that sheet never changes. So by making a sticker that doesn't fade and you put it on the bottom of the windshield, it now gives the golfer all the information they need, but it now gives you an entire billboard to be able to use for advertising. So make sure that you do not waste one of those cart signs on a pin placement. In addition, utilize that bottom area that we talked about for the pin placement and put something about your snack house or your 19th hole and the phone number and potentially the top three orders that you would definitely want them to do. That way they can call from the golf course, have the orders ready, and your inside staff won't be so stressed trying to get them out on the golf course. This will speed up play at the turn, and your starter and ranger will thank you for it. And lastly, with the non-fade sticker, you can put something about your website on there. Go to the website and check out this, or talk a little bit about your online store. If you don't have one, you should have one. That's something that we're going to talk about as we go on the next couple weeks as well. So make sure that you utilize that entire cart as a way to promote what you have. Moving into that, we're going to go to number four, the biggest thing, the last thing. That's why I left it for the end. Get an extra cart sign to put up at the top. It's always good when you're having tournaments and stuff like that to have an extra cart sign up there, but it also gives you one extra cart sign in that prime time advertising spot, and it allows you to change up a little bit about how you advertise, because most of those cart signs that I see, golf courses will have just a list of things like, we have a golf tournament on the 24th, we have a couples mixer, we have a Valentine's dinner night. All of these things are just line item lists on these cart signs, and nobody looks at them because they are a boring list. This prime time advertising spot needs to be something that grabs their attention, and a list of things does not grab attention. You need to take the time to advertise to them just like you would any other way. You need a good picture. You need a specific call to action so that they look at that and go, oh, that is what I wanted to do. And it says that I need to call the golf course and it has the number right there. I'm going to call them right now while I'm sitting in the cart. These are things that you really want to make sure that you take advantage advantage of, because you have 5 hours of two qualified customers that are staring at those two billboards, four if you decide to go on the outside, but they are looking at it. And if you change it up, it makes them start to look up there and see what is truly going on. Something that I see more often than not is I'll look up at that cart sign and it'll be something advertising an event that happened a month ago. And I ask myself, what have you wasted for an entire month? Not only do the customers no longer look up there, because when they did look up there, it was something that had expired and it doesn't apply to them, but you've completely lost their interest and attention. If it's not something that's going to happen in the future and it's not something that grabs their attention, you've wasted this prime time advertising spot. I'm going to say prime time advertising spot one more time just so it sinks in. But those two cart signs that are at the very top of your cart can make so much money for you. You really need to take advantage of it. One thing that you can really do to make this happen, you can make a really cool advertising sign that links to a landing page through either a QR code or a website that you put on there that will allow them to go to this certain web page and it will allow them to sign up for the event or purchase the special that you have on that banner. This will give you the ability to really see how much interest you're getting based on what you have on that cart sign. Tracking this stuff is really important because it will allow you to start to understand how much money you are actually making from changing up those signs and keeping them updated and rotating consistently. All right, to sum it up, make sure you utilize that golf cart. Clean that golf cart out. Make sure that it is spotless and it's something that you would want to put the most important VIP in that cart, because every person that comes to that golf course should feel like a VIP. Also, fill up the sand bottles that are in there. Define the cart rules so that you, the golf course manager or golf professional, have done your part to care for the golf course that you're running. Number three, make sure that the constant or consistent information that doesn't change is on a no fade sticker on the bottom of that windshield. Make sure that you are not utilizing that prime time advertising at the top of the cart in those cart signs. Also, make sure that you get an extra cart sign for the top of the cart. This will give you twice the amount of space to promote those programs and specials that you have going on at the club. All right, that's all I got for you. As always, all my information is in the outro. Send me an email or send me a note if you have any questions or any comments on today's podcast. Until next Tuesday, have a great week. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.